If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Are you thinking about transitioning from clinical medicine into a leadership role? Are you unclear about the path forward and what that looks like as you embark on this journey of leadership? Remember, the only true limitation is the one you set for yourself. I invite you to take our leadership assessment. This scorecard will provide you with a snapshot of your readiness along the leadership journey. So to grab your scorecard, go over to womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. That's womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. Hey there, leading ladies. Welcome to the Women Physicians Lead podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa Herbert, a two-time best-selling author, speaker, family physician, and executive leadership coach with over 20 years experience of providing primary care and serving as a healthcare leader. If you are a woman physician ready to make a change in your career and have a seat at the leadership table, then you are in the right place. I'm excited to provide you with the crucial skills you need to be a successful leader and strategies to deal with workplace challenges. So put on your headphones and listen as we explore the new world of building women physician leaders. I'm excited to be back for another episode of the Women Physician Lead podcast. If you are tuning in to season 5, we are discussing the initial journey into leadership. For some of you listening, you may be in the initial stage of just thinking about or just starting out in a leadership role. I'm going to share with you the steps along that journey and also provide you with some actionable items and resources. So this episode number 57 will highlight the importance of self-discovery and self-reflection as you consider or navigate the transition from clinical medicine to a leadership position. There are many reasons why women physicians might seek to transition from a clinical role into a leadership role. Maybe you were identified as a leader in your organization and asked to take on a leadership role. Perhaps your desire is to make a broader impact in medicine, to help shape policies and procedures, to have a voice when it comes to delivering equitable care. Maybe you want to advocate for your colleagues, and having a seat at the table affords you that access to be able to bring forth a collective voice. For some, maybe it's just time for a new change or a new challenge. Or perhaps this decision is based on a personal need for more structure and flexibility in your work life. For me, there was a time when the weight of my role as a family physician in private practice felt heavier with each passing day. Despite my passion for healing, for problem solving, for the connection that I made with patients and families, the long hours, the administrative pressures, and the emotional toll of patient care began to dampen my spirit. I was burning out, but I didn't even recognize the signs. It was then that I made the bold decision to step out of clinical medicine and into a leadership role, seeking a path where I could make a broader impact, but where I needed more structure and flexibility in my work life. But also, I wanted to step into something where I could have a voice and make a change and make an impact. The transition, though, was anything but smooth. I leaped forward initially with the help of a coach, but once I landed, I stopped asking for guidance. And what was the result? An SOS call. I needed help. The corporate world was foreign, and although my clinical expertise prepared me for the job, it didn't prepare me for the challenges of navigating non-clinical teams and corporate dynamics. I had the title, but I felt more lost than ever before. Frustration started to become my daily way of being. And after navigating through those difficult times, I couldn't bear the thought of myself facing another day, but I couldn't even bear the thought of colleagues coming behind me facing the same lonely climb that I was experiencing. So after all those years of experience, I took my lessons, both the triumphs and also the mistakes and missteps, combined that with my leadership coaching education and experience, and forged a new plan, a blueprint designed to guide physicians in their transition to leadership roles, not just to land the position, but to be able to thrive in it. So for over 5 years now, I've been privileged to share this plan with incredible healthcare professionals. I've seen firsthand the transformation from overwhelmed clinicians to inspired leaders, now capable of making change and fostering environments where there's collaboration and work-life harmony is actually a reality. So stay tuned as I dive into the pillars of a successful transition from clinical medicine to leadership. The first thing that I'm talking about today, one of those pillars, is self-reflection. So here's what I know. Starting or changing a career is a major life transition that can significantly impact your identity, your lifestyle, and your overall well-being. We discussed in episode 56 that there is an emotional component that comes to transitioning. So when we look at this transition, it's not just a career shift, but it is a journey that encompasses both personal growth and also this self-reflection. Transitions really prompt us to question our current state and where we wish to go. And this inward reflection can lead to significant personal development. So, what is self-reflection? Self-reflection is the act of being present with yourself and being intentional about focusing inward to look at your own actions, your thoughts, your feelings, and really what motivates you. And in discovering who you are, you uncover some powerful things. You uncover your beliefs and principles. You begin to uncover what you value and what's important to you. You uncover what motivates you. You begin to uncover how you react in certain situations and how people perceive you. And you also start to really think about what your goals are, both short and long term. Self-reflection is really the key. It's probably the first initial key to navigating transition. Because when considering a transition from clinical medicine to leadership, aligning your career with your core values and your long-term vision is crucial. So I'm going to give you some reasons why doing this is crucial. So the first is that careers aligned with personal values tend to be more fulfilling and motivating. So maybe you value authenticity or community. Maybe you value meaningful work or family. If your leadership role reflects what you deeply care about, then you're more likely to feel passionate and engaged about your career choice, even when facing challenges. So aligning your career with your personal values is really, really important. The second reason why aligning your core values and vision is crucial is when your career is in harmony, that means when it's in alignment, when it's in agreement with one another, with your values, you show up as your true authentic self with integrity. And authenticity and integrity build trust with your colleagues and teams, and it's crucial for effective leadership. Team members tend to follow people that they respect. They tend to follow those who show up with authenticity and also show integrity. Lastly, understanding your values and vision helps you in your decision-making process that guides your career path. It actually acts as a compass, steering you towards your roles and opportunities that resonate with you, and it moves you away from those that conflict with your values and principles. There are many times that I have seen with some of my colleagues and even clients where they didn't really tap into their values. They didn't really understand their values, number one, but then they didn't align those values or their vision with their career choice. And they ended up in a position that they really didn't want to be in because there was a conflict. So if you're confident in your values, your position, and principles, then they are always at the forefront of how you behave, and it becomes a guiding force for how you make decisions. So you might be asking, well, how do you identify what you value most? Here are some exercises that you can do. So first is start with reflective questions. So these reflective questions should really begin to prompt you to start thinking deeply about what matters to you. So start to write down the answers to questions like, what moments in your clinical career have been the most rewarding for you and why? When have you felt the most fulfilled professionally? What were you doing? Imagine your ideal workday in a leadership role. What would you be doing? Who would you be interacting with? What impact would you be making? And what legacy do you want to leave behind? Another exercise that you can do is to take a look at a list of values or statements. So grab a list of values, sort them out in order of importance, and try to narrow down the top 5 to 10 core values. I would say probably the top 5. 10 is a lot. So narrow it down to your top 5 values. And then for each value, write down why it's important to you and how it shows up in your life. The third exercise that you can do to clarify your values and your vision is to create a vision board. A vision board can be a powerful visual tool for defining your long-term vision. This can be a physical board, like maybe you actually get a poster board, or it could be a digital collage. And on this board should be a collection of images, quotes, symbols, anything that resonates with you about your desired future state or your desired future in leadership, and also what you would like your personal life to look like. Include elements that reflect the impact that you want to have or the work environment that you wish to create and the balance between your personal and professional life. And then you don't want to just hide this vision board. You want to have it somewhere where you can see it daily to keep your values and goals top of mind. I remember doing this during my transition. It was extremely helpful. And I also created one last year. And I'm going to start actually to do this every year. It's super helpful. It helps me to visualize my future. It's a reminder of where I'm going. And I definitely have it like up in my office so I can visualize that. The other exercise that you can do is write a letter to yourself. Write a letter to your future self. This gives you a chance to be truthful, but also to be vulnerable. So imagine yourself in that leadership role. Describe how you would show up. What values would you say that you would stay true to, and how did that shape your leadership journey? What would you have achieved in this future role, and what impact would you have? What challenges can you foresee maybe overcoming by adhering to your values and your principles? Think about the advice that you would give your past self about the transition. Maybe you say things to your past self like, you got this. You are enough. You are capable. The world is waiting for your gift. So these exercises that I mentioned, the reflective questioning, the sorting out of your values, the vision board, and the letter to your future self, these are all exercises that can deepen your understanding of your core values and your long-term vision and provide a solid foundation for your career transition. Aligning your move into leadership with these personal truths ensures that you will have a satisfying career, but also ensures that you will be able to navigate the challenges of that role as well. As physicians, we have also a lot of skills that transfer over into leadership. So another self-reflective exercise that we can do is to assess our skills and identity gaps. So the first self-reflective exercise dealt with values and sort of what exercises we were going to take on to clarify those values. The second self-reflective exercise is to start assessing your skills and identifying if there are any gaps. So again, as physicians, we have a lot of skills that transfer over into leadership, like being able to work in a high-pressure environment, being a self-starter, meeting deadlines. So reflecting on the skills that have served you well in clinical medicine and how they can translate or transfer into effective leadership can be helpful. Begin to assess your strengths and your areas of growth. And there are tools out there like personality tests and strengths tests. There are leadership assessments and emotional intelligence assessments that can provide insight into where you shine, but also what might be a good career fit for you. So don't shy away from getting feedback. This will only make you aware of your blind spots and help you to grow. And as a leader, you have to be able to accept feedback, be flexible, and also open to change. So if you are feeling like there is a need, there is this desire for a change, if you're dreaming of a path where your leadership can redefine healthcare and what it means to you, I'm here to tell you that it's possible and you don't have to walk it alone. So stay tuned on future episodes. Stay tuned into the Women Physicians Lead podcast as I continue to dive into the pillars of a successful transition from clinical medicine to leadership. Thank you for listening today and for allowing me to be a part of your career journey. It's time for physicians to rise up, step out, and stand out, and take back our place in healthcare to be the respected voice and leaders in our community. Are you ready to take on that charge? Is leadership your calling? Are you ready to change the status quo? Are you ready to shift your talents to leading teams and driving change? If this is you, then I invite you to download the Leadership Assessment Scorecard to see what skills you need to develop to transition from clinical medicine to get your next best leadership role. So grab your Leadership Assessment Scorecard at www.womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. That's womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. Take care.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.